Ian King, audiobook reel. A love poem, along with a photograph, was found in a bottle entangled in a clump of seaweed on the sandy beach. It was discovered by a surfer in Meadow Lane, Southampton, New York. David Hamilton, a young teenage surfer and his girlfriend were walking along the beach and found the French letter handwritten on a paper and dating back to April 14, 1912.
All right then, I'll take you. But watch your back, Morgan. Just watch your back.
I think I can take care of my own back, thank you very much. Now, where to?
His arm hurt, but he didn't let it show. They bound his hands with the rope from the wagon.
We're going to have to unhitch the wagon and ride. It'll be quicker. Susie, are you up to it?
I think so.
And you, filth, you can ride the Clydesdale.
Yeah? But you haven't heard what really happened. Oh, get over it, man. Let me tell you a story from around here. And so it was my turn. I told Shane about the man that was pushed off the mountain just above our farm. I told him how some of the neighbours had heard his cries and how he was screaming out. Okay, I said, not wanting to take any chances on missing out on everything that my life could become. Suddenly a voice cried from above.
Oh no! They've got Davy! They've got Davy!
I felt my heart beat into my mouth wildly. What got Davy? I breathed.
The seagull got him!
The voice cried.
See!
Suddenly the voice broke. Had it got him too? I feared. My heart was beating faster still as I gazed up at the towering stacks of empty turtle shells before me. I hesitated, feeling the excitement of freedom and death tugging at my insides. Like a motherless child.
This old planet no longer interests me,
she used to say to her friends, the giants of the mountain.
The men upon it still live with their eyes shut. Poor things. I pity them. I go down among them now and then, but it is not of charity, but to try and save the little children from the fatal misfortune that awaits them in the darkness.